B-Pod Studios.
I love War of the Roses. Like, I live for it. I make sure I'm ready before 7:15 to hear it.
Well, what's going on, guys? I listen to you all the time.
I love you guys, by the way. I listen every morning.
Thank you, Brianna. We love you. And we listen, too. There's a microphone in the phone. I'm kidding.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning on a Monday.
Hey, good morning. We're still alive after St. Patrick's Day.
We have so much to talk about, so much to get to, from the parade on Saturday that we were in all the way to our big party, the Shamrock Jam at Queen Park Social.
Okay. You can hear me.
I can.
Yeah, my button.
Mine says off, too.
Yeah, my button's not working right.
Something happened over there.
Can you hear me now? Yeah. Oh.
Okay. We can't control our... Try turning mine off.
Yeah.
Nope.
We've lost control of our buttons over here. It's okay.
It's par for the course. We had a rough
Days. Everybody's doing shots this weekend. Things happen.
Man. What a great weekend. Weather-wise, perfect. St. Patty's Day went off without a hitch. And we do have tons to get to, including telling you how much you could win today with our 5 seconds to cash game at 7. But let's do a Monday morning song so that we can all get our minds back in shape.
Oh, I'm a big fan of this song.
Yeah. Oh, this one's specifically for you, Roy.
Thank you.
I heard you were out till almost 8:15 on Saturday night.
Woo! That's late for me. That is late for me.
Get up. Good morning. We're ready for a Monday show with MRL. That's the best laugh.
It really is.
All right. Happy Monday, everybody. We are off and running on the MRL Morning Show, which, by the way, does not stand for the Emerald Morning Show. It is the MRL.
I understand that, especially with my southern accent from time to time, it may sound like I'm saying emerald.
Right.
It is MRL.
Apparently somebody was streaming us and sent a message to our boss that they loved the Emerald Morning Show, and our boss told us the other day that, you know, hey, be careful when you're talking because you might talk so fast.
Right.
And people don't pick up on it.
Emerald's a beautiful color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it's not us.
It's a great stone.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Saturday morning, we were at the parade. Hopefully we got to see you guys. Now, that does not count as our part of our 10,000, you know, our way to meeting 10,000 people when we were in the back of that Sugar Creek Brewery half-ton military truck.
Right.
Waving to people. We have to actually take pictures with you to get to our goal of 10,000 people.
Which we've taken quite a few. We took a lot of photos with people at Queen Park Social, and we're going to be at Duncan at Arsley Center this Friday.
Yep. Met a ton of people in Mooresville.
And let me tell you about the Mooresville broadcast. So I was expecting 5, and I'd have been happy with 5 radio family members. The amount of people that showed up in Mooresville was unbelievable.
That was awesome.
I remember one time there was like almost a line out the door to see us and take photos with us. I was like, man, dude, they like treat us like we were freaking Beatles there.
Well, and I think the big thing for us is that we know that you're so busy in your everyday life. Like, it means the world to us that you took time out of your day to stop by and meet us.
And then some kids skipped school to see us.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
And they didn't really care that they skipped school. They were happy with that.
Like, hey, Miss Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Well, it was a great time up there. And then on Saturday, we were in the parade, thanks to our friend over at Sugar Creek Brewery. Eric drove the half-ton Sugar Creek mascot vehicle, which is an old military vehicle. And we put a bunch of KISS banners in the back, and we were standing up back there. And my friend, as we cut the corner down Caldwell to wrap up the parade, poor Eric accidentally threw the truck in reverse. And I just sent you guys the video. Somebody took video of that.
Oh, dude, really?
Yeah. You have to see it.
Like, we almost fall out of the truck?
Yeah. We almost fall out of the truck. That's the truck, like, making noise.
And then all of a sudden, the truck just slams to a stop, and you can see us.
You're screaming?
Yeah, we're like,
That's funny because at that point, Nicole slammed into Roy and almost fell out of the truck, and Nicole grabbed her by her shirt. And you can't see it in the video because they're on the other side of the truck.
We'll post it up at the MRL show on our story there, and you guys can go look at it. It's hilarious. We're waving, having a good time in the parade. All of a sudden, watch.
Manny and I almost go over the front of the truck. You can't see that in the video.
We got to get that posted. Oh, it comes to the It was so cool. We were trying to play it cool, waving in the back of the plane. It was so like, oh!
Good thing we weren't, like, double waving at that time. We saw one hand on the truck.
Then the ramp burst on the left. I'm sorry, the video's good. At the MRL show, we'll get it up on Instagram of us. And then I know, like, Nicole slammed into my butt. Like, I felt...
there were minor injuries. Let's just put it that way.
I for the once, I had heterosexual sex, I think.
No, that's not how that works.
Oh, you have to flip-flop. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the wrong order.
Okay.
And then we went to Queen Park Social afterwards, which was an awesome time for the Shamrock Jam. Met so many awesome people there, and And then I left. Dean was sick, and Ruby was kind of fussy, so Amanda didn't text me. She called me. She's like, "Did you get your tab yet?" Because I said, "Hey, I'm gonna like tab out at like around 4 o'clock," and yeah. I literally had gotten my tab. I go, "Babe, I got my tab. I'm heading home."
Oh, look at you winning, husband points.
I didn't, and it was a long day, man. Like
it was a long day.
I left the house at 8:30.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And by the time I got home, was almost a little after 5. So I ghosted because I was like, if I go say goodbye to everybody, it's going to be a thing.
We turned around. We were like, "Where's Manny?"
Yeah,
I think you told me goodbye because I knew you left.
I might have.
Yeah.
I might have.
I was like your messenger. Everyone came to me, and I was like, well, he left hours ago.
So that was fun, man. Hopefully everybody, you know, Saturday, we got to talk about this later on in the show. Saturday is unofficially drunk dial day.
Wait, this past Saturday?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's usually either, it's the Saturday of St. Paddy's Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unofficial drunk dial day.
I can see that.
Yeah. So we got to talk to people later on in the show whether or not you drunk dialed someone.
Oh, man. It was such a fun night. I've never done so many shots. I mean, and like everyone was buying everyone shots. And so I felt obligated to buy everyone shots. And then it was just shots galore. I mean, at one point, the whole side of the bar was nothing but shots.
What kind of shots were you guys doing?
They were doing pickle bags.
Green tea shots, tequila shots, you name
Irish
it.
Irish car bombs.
I escaped without doing any.
Me too.
I was just drinking some beer and then I bailed.
And it's like, once you do three, the rest don't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, it just continues.
Don't drink, kids. This is not a PSA to tell you how cool we are.
No, it was a regret. We're very unhappy about it.
All right. So much to get to. Keep it locked here. Kiss 95.1.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Good morning. It's 6:20, 36 degrees outside. Going up to about 60 today.
I like it when you do the weather.
Okay. Can you believe it? It is already time for March Madness.
Yes, it's when we get to pick the basketball.
So March Madness this didn't get changed.
Yeah, the button.
Hold on. I have March Madness music for you.
Oh, I would like that.
Okay, here we go.
That's March Madness.
It's the Globetrotters. It's basketball.
Okay.
Okay, so March Madness is here. That means that everybody's going to start filling out their brackets in their offices across the Carolinas today.
Mm-hmm.
And here to tell you which Final Four you should put down is the non-expert himself, Roy.
So here's what I got. So there's a lot of teams, and there's some teams I've never heard of before. Do we have new entries this year?
No.
Yeah. I mean, every year there's different. I mean, different.
But there's not like new colleges. I think that's what he was talking about.
Division I team is eligible if you have a basketball team to get into the big dance, they call it.
There were some colleges that had first people's names. And I thought that was interesting. So, like, for the East Division, I chose Bradley because that seemed like a guy's name. And then for the West Division...
Hold on. You have Bradley in the Final Four?
Yeah, because it's a fun name.
Do you think they're good? Okay.
I'm not sure anybody else in the country would have that, but okay. They are a... What seed are they, Roy?
They're a 15 seed.
Okay.
And then for the West Division, I put Baylor, because that seems like me and my buddy Baylor went to go play basketball.
Yeah, see, Baylor's not a terrible pick, but, I mean, to make it to the Final Four, I don't know.
And
okay.
Then for the Midwest, I chose Auburn, because that sounds like a beautiful woman's name.
You know who went to the University of Auburn?
Cam Newton.
Yeah, whoa! Look at you. Oh, my gosh.
Watch out.
How did you know that?
I went to a sports bar once.
Okay.
And then... And then for the Southern Division, actually, I know that because of for bad reasons.
Okay.
The criminal thing.
Oh, right. Yeah. How dare you.
And then for the...
You know, in the South region.
I put Ole Miss because it reminds me of the football Michael Orr guy.
Yeah, he went to he did go to Ole Miss. Okay,
but the football team.
Okay, so you remember a movie?
Yeah, and then
all right. So give us your final four again. Just the
team. It's
going to
be Bradley versus Ole Miss, a guy's name versus a movie, and then for the West, it's Baylor versus Auburn because it seems like two buddies playing basketball.
Okay. You see his logic, Loren?
Yeah. Okay.
You do?
No,
I don't. Can you explain it to me? Who do you have?
I'm still filling out my bracket. I'm doing it the like normal way, not okay. Just picking.
I think Duke is the fancy pick. Duke and North Carolina are on opposite sides so that they can play in the finals. They've never played in a championship game before, but they had a great game the other night. What about you, producer Nicole? What do you got? Do you have a Final Four yet? You went to NC State. Do you pick State?
I haven't done it yet.
Is State in the tournament?
Why wouldn't they be?
I haven't done it yet.
I don't think they made it.
Yeah, you have to seed in.
You have to. What does that even mean?
You have to play in.
You have to play
so
in.
So see this, and this was my question too. So there's a first four at the very bottom. Mm-hmm. They're still playing to get in.
Yeah, those teams right there, those eight teams will. They'll play to get in, Roy. Never mind. That's too confusing for him.
I know,
no, I don't think State
tomorrow.
Made it.
I just found out that there's a national baseball league, and then there's like a. There's, like, different baseballs.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa.
I do, yeah. There's a National League.
And then there's, like, an America League.
Then there's an American League.
And I couldn't get over the fact that it's the same thing.
Well, it's not. The American League, the pitchers don't bat in the American League. The pitchers bat in the National League.
But
it's called the designated hitter.
But it's the nation is America.
Right. Lorraine, what's happening in Hollywood? I can't go down the sports rabbit hole.
I can't with him.
I know.
It's amazing.
It's so cute. It's like talking to Dean, my 6-year-old, explaining it to him.
Yeah.
All right. Hey,
my wife last night asked me if March Madness was a college. So.
Hey, well, see, I'm not the only one.
You had the same question years ago.
True. I wanted the Hornets to win the Madness.
They weren't in.
They can't.
All right.
All right, it's been 3 years since Beyonce has blessed us with a solo album, and there's been rumors that she was working on something. Well, apparently the wait is almost over. She's been secretly working on a new album with a women's rights theme behind it. So it's been described as a fierce dance floor filler that will empower women to uplift each other, which is awesome.
Cool.
She's been working on this not in collaboration, but at the same time as the remake of The Lion King. So we should quit both of those very soon. Now, John Stamos and Nick Jonas, they've been having this little ongoing prank feud. And it started back in October when John Stamos wore a Jonas Brothers t-shirt to the American Music Awards. And it left off with Nick sharing a picture of him sleeping under a blanket with Stamos on it. Well, Stamos just returned fire with himself getting a tattoo of Nick Jonas's face on his arm.
No, he did.
Now, I don't think the tattoo is probably real.
I hope, yeah.
But he said, okay, your move, Jonas.
That's pretty funny.
Katy Perry, she says that she's open to working with all kinds of people on collaborating for a song, including Taylor Swift.
Good for her.
Yeah. Taylor Swift is also rumored to have another album coming out.
So. Sorry, I was filling out the March Madness bracket. Is there audio of that?
There is.
All right.
I mean, I'm making music with Zed. I'm open.
Is she open?
Sounds like she's open.
I think she's open.
Okay. I am open.
Yeah.
And did you guys see that Queen Mummy shut down Meghan Markle and Prince Harry for their independent bid?
What?
They asked.
What do you mean?
Okay, so they asked Queen Mummy if they could be completely separate from the palace.
What?
And like live their own life.
When
and
did
like,
they ask
like,
that?
Like not live in the big mansion?
Well, they're not living in the big mansion. So they've already decided that they are going to have their own place, like kind of off property. But they wanted to be a separate entity and not be...
What?
Part of
the royal family?
Well, they'd still be part of the royal family, let's be honest. But they're asking to be a separate entity. And Queen Mummy said, absolutely not. That's not how this works.
You know, I shut that ish down right away.
Ish down.
Who do you think you are? The Kardashians, where we just branch off into individuals?
Right.
We are not. I think that's what Elizabeth, if I'm correct from watching The Crown on Netflix, Her sister wanted to do the same thing, and she shut that down.
Exactly.
Your sister.
My sister?
Yeah, she was wanting to marry a man who was a divorcee, and that's a big no-no, Queen. Mm-hmm.
That is correct. I will have to get back with her. Ta-ta!
Ta-ta!
Well, not anymore. Isn't Meghan Markle a divorcee now?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, Meghan Markle was married?
I think so.
Mm. Well, the times have changed.
Back then they have changed, but obviously not too much where they can be a separate entity.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
Yeah, no, the Queen Mummy wants to be head of the house, not old. She doesn't want Markle to be having her own thing.
All right, that's your dirty because my computer is not working.
That's fine.
Thank you, Loren. Up next, we're going to tell you a woman is accused of catfishing after doing something that we're all guilty of doing, I'm pretty sure, every one of us. We'll get to it coming up in just about 7 minutes.
Got to get up. Welcome to the Mania Roy Loren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss 95.1, who is
got
this?
To get up.
Hey.
Got to get up. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I want free money. Do you want free money?
All you got to know is the music we play on Kiss 95.1. We were talking about it at Queen Park Social at our Sham Rock Jam this weekend. Saturday, somebody's like, I love playing that game. I haven't called to win because I can't get through, but I love playing the game in my car. All you got to know is the song, and then you win the cash at 7 a.m. this morning. $100 on the line.
Perfect.
So we found this article about this woman who she was dating this guy, and after 6 dates, he dumped her and accused her of catfishing him after 6 dates.
How can you be accused of that after 6 dates?
Thank you.
Can we go over, for those people that might not know, what catfishing is?
Really?
Yeah.
You think somebody doesn't know what catfishing is?
Let's just refresh so we're all on the same page.
Okay. It's misrepresentation of yourself.
Well, that's an easy way to explain it.
Right?
Yeah. I was going to say something complicated. You're good.
It's, you know, using a photo that's either not yourself or a photo that's years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these two went on 6 dates, and
he didn't realize after the first, I don't know, 5 that...
Right.
Was he wearing a mask?
Well, I guess when they were together the 6th time, he saw her without makeup on.
Oh.
And he said that because she wore makeup to cover up her acne, he was being catfished.
I mean, I'm at a loss because...
People were also at a loss on Reddit. And, I mean, the guy received almost 2,000 comments from people who were not happy with him.
I mean, makeup's not a miracle thing. You know what I mean?
No. Like, well, I mean...
Well, I have seen people, they look completely different without their makeup on.
Yeah, and makeup can cover... You can get makeup that's thick enough to cover acne. But still, like, after 6 dates, you weren't...
Right.
How shallow are you that you couldn't get past acne after 6 dates?
I know. Good point, too.
Just tell her to... Yeah. It's
no,
not that
don't
big
even
of a deal.
Tell her to wear the makeup all the time. I knew what you were about to say.
Do you remember?
Just tell her to put it back on.
One of those crazy news stories out of, like, I want to say, like, India, where the judge granted the man rights to divorce his wife because he woke up and she wasn't wearing makeup.
Mm-hmm. What?
And he said
that. How is this a thing?
The judge agreed that she looks different with, so different without makeup. But I don't think any woman looks that different. I mean, you still got 2 eyes. You still got a nose. It's not like...
No,
it's not like she built a nose.
They still have their soul. They're still them.
I will say this, though. People can look completely different without makeup on. And this is obviously, this guy's an idiot. But we had a hurricane when I was living in Florida at some point, and my girlfriend spent the night with us because we had a safe, you know, place to stay. Mm-hmm. And Dallas, for the first time ever, had seen her without makeup on and came downstairs and was like, holy cow, that looks like a totally different person.
Really?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
But you can't but dump somebody after 6 dates and say that they catfished you.
It's not catfishing.
Well, it's not.
Well, hold on a second. Let me just play devil's advocate like you know I like to do.
Right.
Why was she covering up?
Because of the acne.
Okay, but maybe she's uncomfortable with her acne, which is why she wore the makeup. So you're going to take a jab at somebody's insecurity? Like, that makes you an even bigger D-bag.
And you can clear up the acne.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Proactive, Katy Perry, P. Diddy, and Jessica Simpson say.
And Adam Levine. And
Adam Levine.
And Kylie Jenner. And Kylie Jenner.
Any celebrity.
No, it's Kendall Jenner.
Any celebrity has used Proactive.
Yeah. Okay.
You can still have scars from acne, though. That's why I don't feel like, you, I mean, to break up with somebody over something that could be such a big insecurity is so awful.
So did, I mean, it's a, did she say, like, she's good riddance?
Yeah.
Good.
She wouldn't want him anymore.
No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah, that's interesting, man. That's a whole conversation about looks and... Because what can a guy do to catfish a woman after, you know, six dates?
Well, he could...
like, comb his hair over and he's bald. And all of a sudden you find out he's bald.
Yeah.
You know, you could, or, like, shave the beard. Is that catfishing?
Maybe. Stuff the pants.
Still to come.
That's a surprise.
Is she looking at the pants on the first date?
I don't know.
I don't know, but that's funny.
She thought someone else was there.
I gotta tell you, Mary, how was the date? It was tremendous, and his pants, good gravy. Hey, Mary, guess what? After the fifth date, I realized he's stuffing his pants with a cucumber.
I'm wearing socks, but okay.
Hey, we got a Monday morning War of the Roses for you. Missy, her name is. Missy was taking out the garbage. Her earring fell in the garbage, and she found a pair of woman's underwear in the garbage. And Justin, her man, says he knows exactly whose underwear they are. Does she buy his answer? We'll find out. War of the Roses, 650.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Missy, what is happening with Justin that makes you think he's cheating on you?
We're engaged. We're going to get married. When I went to go throw away the trash, the big trash, like not the trash in the home, but you know, you have to wheel them out for them to pick it up.
Yes.
I accidentally dropped my earring. So I had to like, man, this sucks. I have to take it out. So I had to go into that trash can and find my earring. When I did that, I found black underwear that don't belong to me.
In the garbage can.
In the garbage can. Already ready to get evidence taken out of the house, so I wouldn't be able to ask questions, so that made me feel very uncomfortable. I took a picture of his underwear, and he told me, honey, you're going to laugh, it's nothing, I'll explain when I see you.
Okay.
But oh, so you have already confronted him.
Yes, and he said that he'll tell me when he comes home, but he's not coming home for another 3 days, and he's making it seem like it's not a big deal, but it's driving me crazy. Part of me feels like I'm being dramatic, but I am a woman. I'm about to commit my life to someone.
Yeah.
I need to make sure that I'm not being played already.
I get it.
I can't believe I'm calling you guys, but I have to do this.
I'm playing it out of my head too, Missy, and I just don't know what another reason for a woman's underwear to be in the garbage would be.
Unless he wears...
I mean, that can be
women's underwear. We've had that before. Okay, we're going to give him a call. If he doesn't send the flowers to you, try to remain quiet until we hear what he puts on the note, because that could tell, you know, a lot. All right.
Okay.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm 100% sure.
Okay. Here we go. I'm calling him up.
Hello.
Hi, Justin. My name's Cynthia. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my phone call today is we are a brand new romantic gift company, and we are doing a grassroots marketing campaign where we're offering people free romantic roses to send to someone they love in exchange for telling someone about our services. It's completely free. Okay. I don't need a credit card from you. We're not charging delivery. It's not a reoccurring charge. We are just simply asking that you tell someone about our services.
Okay.
Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah. Missy.
And what would you like to put on Missy's note?
Put, hey, Missy, I'm sorry you're mad at me. I promise I'll explain the whole underwear thing when I get home. Love you.
Oh, that's funny. But, what underwear thing? It sounds like maybe you have a good explanation for something.
It's kind of a long story.
Honey, I love you. Can you just explain it to me now? I need to know what this whole underwear thing is.
Hello?
Hey, Justin, that is your girlfriend, Missy. She's been on the phone the whole time because we're not actually a flower company. We're a radio show. We do a bit called War of the Roses where We try to catch cheaters.
We all are eager to know about the underwear because...
Right.
Missy told us. She found it. So, you got a lot of explaining to do.
So, okay.
Where was the underwear?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Okay. I can see how you would think that was kind of weird, so that's why I wanted to explain it to you in person. But what happened was, you remember the other night when I had that big client meeting, and I took my clients back from the restaurant back to the hotel?
I remember.
So one of my female clients was sitting in the back seat, and we were all having a good time and messing around, and she laughed so hard that she said she peed her peed in her panties a little bit. So she kept saying how, like, they were wet and how disgusting it was. So everybody was drunk, and I was just driving everybody. So they were like, I remember somebody saying, oh, you should take them off, it's disgusting. So she took them off, and she just left them in my car. So when I got home, I just found them in the back seat, and I just threw them away in the trash. So, again, I can see how you would think that something might be happening, but that's the story. That's what happened.
Do you buy that?
I do, but I do want to talk about it more when you do come home. I do love you. I do trust you. We're going to spend our life together, but the fact that somebody felt comfortable enough to take their underwear off in your car is not okay.
Mm.
But we can discuss that when you come home.
Okay. That's, like I said, that's totally understandable.
Okay, hey, bad news. There's no roses, Justin. So if you really want to send roses to Missy, you've got to do it on your own, okay, bud?
Okay, so all right. I get embarrassed on the radio and no free roses? Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's what happens. Well, half our audience is not going to believe you, dude, believe it or not. So, all right, I'm going to let him go. I let him go, Missy. So you got it, huh? You believe him? No cheating? You just want to have a conversation with him?
Yeah, I'm going to have a conversation with him.
I don't know if I buy it. I think maybe there needs to be, like, further investigation. I'd probably want to talk to the people that were in the car that night. I don't know.
She's going to do that.
Yeah. So. I mean, he did send the flowers to her, so that's a step in the right direction.
That's one of our telltale signs.
Yeah.
All right, Missy.
Yeah, he didn't admit it right when I asked him, so.
I would just say to fact check, Missy. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
Will you follow up with us and let us know how it turns out?
Yeah, I'll give you guys a call.
Perfect.
WNKS, HD Charlotte. Time for 5 seconds to cash on Kiss 95.1.
All right, we got Stacy and Waxhaw. Welcome to the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show, Stacy.
Good morning.
Good morning. We are going to play 5 seconds of a song that we've played on Kiss. If you can tell us the name of the song, you're going to win $100 instantly. Are you ready, Stacy?
Yes.
Here we go.
I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne all night.
Stacy and Waxhaw for $100. What is the name of that song?
It's Tequila by Dan and Shay.
That is... Correct! You just got $100.
What are you going to do with the money?
Oh,
she can't hear me. No, what are you going to do with the money, Stacy?
I'm going to share it with my kids. They're sitting in the car with me. They've been helping me every day for like the last 2 weeks to get this.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's the game everybody in the Queen City is talking about. 5 seconds to cash. You've got $100. Your next shot at $100 comes noon today on Kiss 95.1.
Awesome.
All right.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, Stace, have a great day out there in Waxhaw with the kids.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Speaking of kids, Loren.
Yes.
You got something going on with your eyes.
I mean, I hate to laugh, but when you know what happened, it is kind of funny.
I know.
And it does happen to parents.
Yeah.
Tell everyone what's going on.
Well, my 2-year-old son gave me a black eye. He woke up, and if you saw me this weekend, I look like the biggest... I don't even know how diva? To describe it. Yeah, the biggest diva ever, because I had my sunglasses on all weekend and left them on for every photo that I took.
So we were at the Shamrock Jam inside Queen Park Social on Saturday, and all of Lauren's pictures, she has her sunglasses on.
Indoors. Yeah. And I try to make her feel, I try to be like a good friend and wear my sunglasses inside too.
Yeah, Roy to make her really feel a little good better. So yeah, if you saw me and you thought I was being a diva, that's why. But on... I guess Friday after we did the show from Mooresville at Duncan, I went home and put Cash down for a nap. And when he woke up, he was like all sweaty. So I was trying to change his shirt and he was sitting in front of me. And he, when he first wakes up, you got to give him his time.
Okay. Right?
Same.
So I was just trying to get him out of the shirt as fast as possible, and he was upset with me and reared back and just threw his head into my eye. And the strange...
Did he yell, ow?
I yelled all kinds of things. And my husband was on the phone. It was a work call, and I'm like yelling profanities in the background.
You're going to go viral. real quick, Loren, as you continue your story, we want to hear from other parents out there that have been Loren'd. Which is, you got injured by your kid. How did your kids injure you? 704-570-9595.
Yeah, so he hit me like up on my brow bone. And the strange thing is that I'm black and blue there and it's swollen there and it hurts. But all the blood like pooled down by my eyelash line. Oof. So like my whole eye is black and blue.
Oof. So, Amanda, a couple weeks ago, we have Power Wheels. You know what those are?
Yeah.
They're like the little...
The big trucks?
The electric... cars.
Yeah.
You know, so we have a Gator one that Dean and his friends drive around in. Well, Dean was driving and Amanda was looking at me. Dean was behind Amanda and like rode up her leg and like bruised Amanda. Ooh. Amanda got run over by a Power Wheels, basically.
This is, you know, at 34 years old, this is my first black eye ever.
It's 704-570-9595. How did your kids injure you? Producer Nicole is taking down the winner's information.
And it's got to be so awkward for like... your husband, too, because y'all went to, like, a nice dinner Friday.
We went to date night. He's like, and I'm trying to keep, like, my head down, obviously, because I don't want anyone, like...
to see the black guy.
Right.
The poor waitresses were like, oh, my God, Loren. Let's talk with Crystal and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, so you were injured by your child?
No, I actually injured my mom. I remember it like it was yesterday, though. I was at like a playground, and my dad was pushing me on a swing. And I was like 4 years old, and this little kid went to go walk in front of the swing, and my mom was like, oh, gosh, she's going to hit him. So my mom got in back of me and like grabbed the swing to stop it. And when she did, my head went back, and I broke her nose. But like, I didn't break it, I guess, how people normally break their nose. I broke it like straight across, but then I also like blackened her eyes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And she didn't disown you after that, Crystal? Send you to she didn't disown you or send you to an orphanage?
You know, I'm surprised she didn't, because I remember going to the doctor with her and they were like, oh yeah, like you are so messed up in the nose now. And I was just like, oh.
Thanks, Crystal.
Thanks.
Let's talk with Danielle in Mooresville. Hey, Danielle.
Hey there. I actually have a pretty similar story to Loren. My kid was sitting in my lap, headbutting me in the face, and actually broke my nose.
Oh, a lot of broken noses.
And it's a lot of the head.
Yeah.
Always the head. They always go for it.
I guess it's, honestly, it's the heaviest part of their body. So it's, you know, once they get it going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come to think of it, too, I forgot. Dean, when he was younger, he had my phone. I was laying on the floor, and he had my phone, and he dropped the phone, and it hit me in the head. I was so mad. I was so mad. And you get annoyed by that.
Yeah.
You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is Caitlin in Hickory. Hey, Caitlin.
Hey. I've got an 8-month-old daughter, and she's a little like Cash. When she wakes up in the morning, she needs a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a headbutter and a pincher. So she'll just, if she's upset, she'll just start kind of throwing her hands at you and pinching. I have bruises on my shoulders from where she'll just kind of grab and throw her head.
Being a mom is such a thankless job.
It is. It is. It's like you need shoulder pads and a helmet.
Yeah.
Who knew this? See, Lauren, you're not the only one.
I feel a little better.
Thanks, Caitlin. One more.
All right. Quickly, this is Greg in Mooresville. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Yes, how are you?
Hey, Greg, turn your radio off and just talk to us through the phone, okay, bud?
No problem.
We want to hear your story. Go ahead.
So I got in a little argument with my wife trying to stick out QuickBooks one time in my office. So she was visually upset. So she goes to leave my office, and my son sees her, and he comes in. So I swing my office chair around, and I see him. I'm like, hey, buddy, and I think he's going to come up and give me a hug. But instead, he just stomps me in the nuts and says, karma.
Oh, my gosh.
Stomped him in the nuts. How old was the kid, 20?
That's what I want to know. Because you know he had to be like old enough to understand the situation, too. But young enough where you thought he was going to come give you a hug.
No, we can't get to Jasmine in Charlotte. She's hilarious, though. She said her mom tore her ACL chasing her when she was younger.
Ooh.
That's tough. Lots of text messages coming in, too. Someone was shaving. And they heard the door open, and she thought it was her younger kid leaving, so she cut herself and had to run after him. Turned out it was just her husband coming home early, but she's like, I ran after him with a cut leg with bleeding everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
But driving down the road, and my kid threw a sippy cup, and it hit me in the back of the head and left a knot. Oh, man. All right, we got a senseless we got to get to.
We do. I call someone at the most inopportune time. He was in the middle of showering. How does he handle the senseless survey? It's coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling. Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Parker, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. Your paperwork's up. We got to ask you these questions.
You have to ask me questions?
Do all dogs bark in the same language?
Okay, so I'm just... You're just asking me questions.
Hey, buddy, we got to ask you these questions. Do you think it's possible for a French bulldog and a German shepherd to chit-chat?
No.
And is it true that cannibals don't eat clowns because they taste funny?
Are these real questions?
It's what the government needs to know. We do this every 10 years. If you're a security guard at a Samsung, does that make you the guardian of the galaxies?
Yes, I guess so.
Is a birth certificate just a baby receipt?
No.
And is it fair to call shoes foot prisons?
Look, man, like, I really want to help the government and everything. Like, I understand you have to do your job, but, like, I'm about to go on a first date, and I'm literally, like, standing here with my hair sopping wet and a towel on.
What's the thread count to your towel?
Oh, gosh.
Head and shoulders shampoo or knees and toes?
Mm-hmm.
Head and shoulders, I guess. I really want to help the government, but
good.
Like,
well, listen, I haven't.
The kind of thing that makes
I haven't
it hard to work with you guys.
I haven't forgotten about you standing there naked in your towel. I'm going to go as quickly as I can. Okay.
Also, can you stop like saying that I'm naked?
Oh,
like I understand that you don't need to like.
Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
And
more importantly, are you not naked underneath the towel? Are you wearing some form of clothing while soaking wet?
No, sir, I am naked. You don't have to keep telling me that I'm naked.
All right, fine. Fair enough. I'll make this quick. So St. Patrick's Day is a cultural and religious celebration held on the 17th of March. And it's the traditional death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. The day is a pretty big deal for all the religious people, but between me and you, it's just a reason for white people to go out drinking.
Look,
which brings
man,
me to my next point. Are you going to take? Are you going to be taking part in the whole pinching if you are Irish or kissing if you're Irish or pinching someone if they're not wearing green? Are you going to take part in that celebration at all?
Like, I don't really know. I don't have, like, formal...
You don't know? Well, St. Like, Patrick was the 5th century Romano-British Christian missionary and bishop in Ireland. If you don't know, I'll tell you all about it.
Much of what is known about
St. Patrick comes from the Declaration, which was allegedly written by Patrick himself.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Oh, sure. You'll make that quick, huh?
Got a quick story for you.
Yeah.
What's happening in Hollywood, Lorette?
Sure. Well, Mama June got busted for drugs. Yeah, her and her boyfriend were busted at a gas station. Her boyfriend was found with a needle in his pocket, and she herself admitted to having crack cocaine in the glove department.
You better admit that.
In other news, there were some reports over the weekend that Paris Jackson had reportedly attempted suicide and that she had been hospitalized. Now, that report was by TMZ. Well, Paris herself is coming out and calling TMZ a liar on Twitter. And they're saying that they had sites from law enforcement, family, and other sources that were in the know. Now, she's saying, obviously, they don't have a leg to stand on and... sure, her condition is just fine. Now, remember the movie White Chicks with Terry Crews? He says the White Chicks 2 is going to happen.
That was really? The Wayans Brothers 2.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Terry Crews is the one who's setting the record straight and saying it's on the way.
Okay.
That's cool.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm down.
Awesome.
if you miss it, in the 6:30 Dirty, Katy Perry opened up and said that she is open to working with Taylor Swift on Taylor's new album. Or just collaborating on a song in general. So that is your Dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rain. 704-570-9595. 65 wins?
Seven away from her 2017 record of 72 straight.
Call now and take the rain down.
Now it's time for Can't Beat the
Rain.
On Kiss 95.1.
Hey, Krista. Welcome to the Mandy, Rory, and Lauren Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Krista, you are playing Can't Beat Lauren today. I'm like seven away from my all-time high, and I'm nervous. I think it puts more pressure on me every single day to get back to that number, so you might be in a good place today.
Well, I hope you start with none tomorrow.
Ooh. Ooh. Okay.
I like that confidence.
Pick her out.
All right, Krista.
All right. Get out of the studio, Lauren.
I'm going.
Lauren is putting her headphones down. She is opening up the studio door, and she's slamming it. Boom, it's closed. She can no longer hear these questions.
All right, here we go. Question number one. John Stamos and Nick Jonas are having a bromance on their social media pages, and it's just so funny to watch the whole back and forth. Hey, what show did Stamos play the role of Uncle Jesse in the 90s?
Full House.
And Beyonce is working on a female empowerment-themed solo album, and we're super excited to hear some of the collabs. One collab that we're not going to hear on the album is one with her husband. Who is he?
Jay-Z.
Happy 40th birthday to Adam Levine. What band is he the frontman for?
Maroon 5.
And we're all loving the pictures of True Thompson being festive over the weekend for St. Paddy's Day. True is the daughter of which Kardashian? Krista?
Ooh.
Three. Two.
Just pick one.
One.
Chloe.
Ooh. We were extra nice there.
I'm going to give it to her.
All right. Cassie Randolph won this season of The Bachelor. And over the weekend, the couple again was slammed on socials because nobody liked the finale. Who was The Bachelor this past season?
Have no idea.
All right, come on in, Lorraine. Neither does Roy, by the way.
How did Krista do?
She got four correct. Okay. Barely.
Okay. Yeah.
Barely.
Here she is, the Zion Williamson of Can't Beat Lorraine. Loren herself, John Stamos, and Nick Jonas have been bromancing on their social media pages, and we're all loving it. What show did Stamos play the role of Uncle Jesse on in the 90s?
Full House.
1-1.
And Beyonce's working hard on a female empowerment-themed solo album, and we're super excited to hear some of her collabs. Now, one collab we're not going to get is one between her and her husband. What's his name?
Jay-Z.
2-2.
Happy 40th to Adam Levine. What band is he the frontman for?
Maroon 5.
3-3.
And we're all loving the pictures of True Thompson being festive over the weekend in St. Paddy's Day gear. True's the daughter of which Kardashian?
Chloe.
That is correct. It's 4-4.
And question five, Cassie Randolph won this season of The Bachelor. And over the weekend, the new couple was slammed again on socials because nobody liked the finale. who was this past season's Bachelor?
Colton Underwood.
That is correct. No answer from Krista. Final score 5-4. The win. You have 66 wins.
Oh, Krista, are you not a fan of The Bachelor?
I am not.
Get you every time. I know Roy's not either.
Did you know his name was Colton Roy?
No, I didn't know his name was Colton. I just, the only thing I know is that he lost his V card.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Krista, you know what I want to hear before we let you go today.
My name is Krista, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Krista.
Thanks.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
So last week we had a War of the Roses with Missy and Justin. She found underwear in the trash. And at the end of the War of the Roses, some people believed that Justin wasn't cheating. Some people thought he was. It left a lot of questions, and we still got to get to the bottom of it. Missy, after the weekend, talked with Justin and wants to come back on the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show and to tell us what has happened since we've last aired that War of the Roses. She joins the show, and we're going to find out if he was really a cheater. Coming up in 5 minutes, don't go anywhere.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
So last Thursday, Missy called us, and she said, if you missed it, we're going to play a clip here for you in a second. But she said that she went to roll her garbage out to the end of the driveway, and she dropped her earring in the garbage. And when she looked through it to get her earring back, what did she find, Roy?
Panties that weren't hers.
Right. And so her man, Justin, was out of town, so she confronted Justin, and he gave her a story. And then we called him, and he gave us the same story. And if you missed it, here it is. We'll play the clip of the war from last Thursday, what he said during the War of the Roses. And then producer Nicole just told us that Missy is on hold and is going to come back with us with an update. Just give us 30 seconds here.
What happened was, you remember the other night when I had that big client meeting, and I took my clients back from the restaurant back to the hotel?
I remember.
So one of my female clients was sitting in the back seat, and we were all having a good time and messing around, and she laughed so hard that she said she peed in her panties a little bit. So she kept saying how, like, they were wet and how disgusting it was. So everybody was drunk, and I was just driving everybody. So they were like, I remember somebody saying, oh, you should take them off. It's disgusting. So she took them off, and she just left them in my car. So when I got home, I just found them in the back seat, and I just threw them away in the trash.
Missy, we wanted an update. Justin sent the flowers to you, but with this story that the underwear that you had found in the garbage can came from one of his clients.
Yes, and we did discuss it when he came back home, and I believe him. He didn't deny it when I told him about it. He didn't deny it when we put him on the radio. He sent me the roses. When he came home, we had a full, long conversation about it. I grilled him to the core. I even told him I wanted to call his client to just confirm. He was not willing to do that, mainly because it is, you know, business. You have to be professional. You don't want to call someone out when they're being drunk after a meeting.
Hey, will you tell my wife that you peed your pants and that they're your underwear?
I get that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but wasn't there other people in the car? Like, were you able to talk to anybody else who was in the car?
They were all from that one company, and that's the problem where, if it was his coworker, then trust me, I would have already called that coworker and be like, hey, you come to my house all the time. Tell me what happened. But everybody was from that company besides my husband. So it's not like we can call anybody from that company and be like, hey, after the meeting, remember how this happened? It was so funny. You know, it's not that type of relationship that he has with his client.
Okay, but you believe him.
Yeah, I do believe him. I do trust him. If there wasn't trust, we wouldn't be where we're at now. So, you know, being committed.
Yeah.
If something does happen to me, it can only be shame on me. I put him on the radio. I put us on the radio. And I have to just follow my instincts and my gut and be like, okay, you know.
I agree, Missy.
It can't happen with his work.
And like Roy said before, you know, he sent the roses to you. And that's what a lot of people sent us text messages and gave us feedback on your War of the Roses from last Thursday. And they agreed. They said, hey, War of the Roses, the litmus test is send the roses to the person you love. Then that's what you have to go by. It's kind of the rule.
I'm happy he sent it to me.
Listen, we've all been guilty of laughing so hard we peed ourselves, right?
Yeah. I've been there.
Okay. I feel like an attorney now, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Can you describe the last time you laughed so hard you peed yourself? All right, Missy, thanks for getting in touch with us for an update, okay? Have a great day.
You too. Have a good one. Thank you, guys. Still to come.
I don't know if I've ever laughed that hard, though.
You don't think you've ever peed yourself?
I don't think so.
I've definitely laughed so hard that I peed.
Oh, me too. No doubt about it.
I've maybe done the other way.
What?
You laughed so hard the backwards way?
What? No.
Number
I'm just
two?
Saying, like, I have...
You laughed so hard you pooped?
No, I'm not saying I laughed so hard, but if you've ever had gas and something came out with...
Ew. All right. Okay. Just after 8, we got to talk more about this. Stay with us. We'll be right back, everyone. 3 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Were you stuck in traffic? Did you hear a couple weeks ago there was traffic so bad up on 85 by China Grove in the Kannapolis area that they brought porta potties in for people to go to the bathroom? That's how bad the traffic was.
Wow. I did not know that. And then we have also text messages of people explaining what the term is called of what happened to me. And I know what it's called. I just can't say
it. We can't say everything.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what we have. The MRL show. You guys are hilarious. We're getting text messages. So we want stories from you. We want to hear from you guys on the phone. Of course, call us. Question one. When did you have an accident? Okay. Just like Justin's friend on that War of the Roses, the client had an accident in the back of his car. 704-570-9595. You can call anonymously. And then just like that, we got a text message that we're going to read here in a minute about something that happened with a client. And I'm like, that's a client. How does that happen?
You know, in a lot of people, when we first aired the War of the Roses, they're like, oh, you know, I never go out with my clients and drink with my clients. Here at the radio station, it seems like that's all we do.
It's a requirement.
Yeah. But if you're in
we
sales,
go have fun.
If you're in like a sales job, like you can take your clients out and have cocktails or dinners. And I'm sure that things have gotten out of hand before. Mm-hmm. People get really close to their clients and kind of drop their guard and forget that they're clients.
Right.
And I know people who have done all kinds of things. They've moved furniture with their clients.
Whoa. Really?
Yes. I know people who have smoked with their clients, who have gotten hammered with their clients.
Yeah. Now, are they closing the deal with these clients? I mean, are they making money or does it usually go down south? I mean, you know what I mean? Does it go like things were so crazy that night? The client and you walked away from each other. You're like, we can't work together. All right. 704-570-9595. When did you have an accident? That's question one. And question two is...
When did you ever, you know, go too far with the client?
What
party did you do?
3 minutes.
That's Taylor Swift, Delicate, Kiss 95.1, all the hits, Manny Roy and Lauren. We have two things going on here with the MRL Morning Show. Number one, we want to hear stories about when you maybe had an accident, you know, with your, on yourself. And then the second one is about awesome client stories. You and your client did what? And these are all because of War of the Roses with Missy and Justin. We're going to have the War of the Roses on the MRL On Demand podcast, which you can get on bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you can find the MRL On Demand.
All right, we're going to jump over to these phones, but real quick, 980 sent a text message, and it's kind of long, so we'll just sum it up for you. Things got so out of hand with the client and the person who texted us, the salesperson. They said that the client was so mellow throughout the entire 3-day trip that they were here. Finally, Friday night before they were leaving the next day, they went to the Uptown Cabaret and things got so crazy they never worked together again.
Really?
And so I texted back. I said, what happened? What got crazy? I haven't heard back yet. But I just love filling in the blank. Like,
somebody said that they laughed so hard at church that they peed themselves. I texted them back, too, because I want to know what was so funny at church that you peed yourself.
Well, they felt the Holy Spirit. They really just Jesus took control.
Jesus, take the wheel. Take the wheel.
Let's talk with Laura and Raquel. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
One time I was coming out of the store with my friend, and I don't know what I tripped over. I tripped over something, basically face planted into the side of my car, fell over sideways, just rolling on the ground, and I just had about a gallon of sweet tea from Bojangles. So, of course, I couldn't hold it in because I'm laughing so hard. My friends run around the side of the car, not that I was hurt, see me laughing, so they start dying laughing. So we're in the middle of the Target parking lot. I'm sure people thought we were crazy. But the worst part was I had to drive both of them home with my soaking wet pants.
Oh.
And luckily it was summertime, so we rolled down the windows. But we just laughed the entire way home. It was so funny. And I was probably like 19 years old at this point. So I was a grown adult.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny. It happens, Laura. Thanks.
All right, let's bring in Eric in Gastonia. You are on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, bud. So is this an accident story or a story about craziness with a client? We're taking both.
Well, it's actually both of them.
Mm.
Cool.
I was a salesman at Toyota of Gastonia a long time ago, and I had a customer I was dealing with, and I was real gassy that day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Man, I'm going to swap apart real quick, but the bad thing is I had Jackie pants on.
Oh.
And I just
dude
all in my pants.
Oh.
So wait, did you make the deal, Eric? Did you make the sale?
Well, the bad thing is we're actually just talking about the car and everything. So I went to the bathroom and I realized it was all in the back of my pants and everything. So I walked through the parts department and just left.
Just left.
That's probably a good thing.
Oh man, we need more calls on craziness with a client. Are you in the sales world? Because we're not. And if you are, you could be anonymous. Like, when did things get so out of hand with a client? Like, what craziness happened? 704-570-9595.
Let's talk with Brooke and Troutman. Hey, Brooke.
How are you?
Hey, Brooke. We're doing really well. So tell us what happened.
Okay, so it's not me. It's my dad. And this was growing up. This guy drives like 5 under the speed limit consistently. But I guess he had to go number 2 so bad that he was flying. And then he gets home shuffling his keys to unlock the door. And I didn't realize how bad it was. But he gets in the bathroom and you think, oh, he's good. Apparently he pulls his pants down and goes to turn around and sit and just has explosive diarrhea all over the bathroom and then proceeds to slip and fall in it.
Oh my gosh.
Embarrassing for him, and I was probably 10 and, you know, so.
Oh, that was so graphic.
Who cleans that up?
I'm not going to recover.
No, probably my mom.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh. I'm sorry.
No, you have to hire a professional
Thanks, Brooke.
To come in and do that.
Is this our Michelle in Waxhaw?
It is. Good morning.
Hey.
Please tell me yours isn't that bad.
My children are going to kill me for telling me the story on the air, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Okay.
I was a high school bus driver, and I was driving high school kids home. And I guess I ate something for lunch that just didn't fit well with me. And I'm in the middle of driving the students home, and I had to call on the radio, which every other bus driver in the county could hear, and say that I needed to get somebody to replace me. And they wouldn't do it because we were short-staffed. So long story short, after a little bit, they did get somebody to replace me, and I had to bring the bus back to the yard. I made it back to my driveway and just could not hold it anymore. And everything from the waist down had to be thrown away.
Oh, man.
That's like in Bridesmaids when she's walking across the street and they're like, oh, you're really doing it.
Yeah, there was sweat and everything. It was just terrible.
When you were on the radio, Michelle, were you telling them, like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom?
Well, yes, and you're not allowed to pull over and go use a McDonald's or anything like that. They're like, nope, use the garbage pail. And I'm like, it's not throw up. I have to do the number.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Thanks, Michelle.
Oh, wow. I wonder why they can't just pull over.
I don't know. I remember when I was younger, my bus driver came to my house and used the restroom.
Like, left the kids in the back?
I don't know if the kids were on the bus or we were the first pickup.
Okay.
But I was way young. It was for my brothers going to, elementary school.
Yeah.
And so I remember the guy was bus driver was in our bathroom, and like we still talk about it as a family.
That's so funny. And by the way, there's so many text messages coming in that like I can't even read them. They're coming in.
Are they
so
all
fast.
Accidents?
Yes.
Yeah. So this should make Missy from War of the Roses feel better. He's not lying after all.
Right. It's a thing. Everyone does it.
Right,
this is Ed in Fort Mill. This involves a client story. Tell us what happened.
I was leaving a bar in Charleston, the rooftop bar there, I think it was called, one night when it was closing down, and me and my client were the first ones to get on the elevator after having a night of drinks, and I think the rest of the bar packed into the elevator as well. Well, needless to say, the elevator was a little too heavy to stop at the first floor, so it apparently it goes down a little bit further than that. And we were stranded on the elevator for about an hour until the fire department had to come to rescue us.
Wow.
So an elevator that holds, I don't know, maybe eight people had about 20 people packed
in. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, so you were, like, packed up against your client.
Yes, we were in the very back. Oh. And interestingly, there was a young girl in the very beginning, or at the where the panel was, who was kind of freaking out in the beginning. There was a lady who was apparently married. She had a wedding ring on, and by the end of that hour, she was holding hands with some man who helped to calm her down a little bit, you notice.
So
and what about you and the client? Did you guys continue a working relationship that was fruitful for all?
Yes, yes.
Good.
We are still clients today, and it was a good time.
Good.
Are you kidding me? That's
thanks,
a bonding
Ed.
Experience like no other.
Yeah.
I would have told the client, you shouldn't eat all the chicken.
you're doing a whole show for everyone.
Trying to
I'm
make
having
people
a
laugh.
Panic attack.
Oh, man. All right, listen, we got to get to a senseless survey. What happens when we call someone who all they want to do is get off the phone? And I start reading stuff off of Wikipedia just to keep them on the phone longer. Senseless survey comes your way in 5 minutes.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Parker, Mr. Brown, U.S. Senseless Bureau. Your paperwork's up. We got to ask you these questions.
I'm sorry. You have to ask me questions?
Do all dogs bark in the same language?
Okay. So I'm just you're just asking me questions.
Yeah, buddy. We got to ask you these questions. Do you think it's possible for a French bulldog and a German shepherd to chit chat?
No.
And is it true that cannibals don't eat clowns because they taste funny?
Are these real questions?
It's what the government needs to know. We do this every 10 years. If you're a security guard at a Samsung, does that make you the guardian of the galaxies?
Yes, I guess so.
Is a birth certificate just a baby receipt?
Mm-hmm. No.
And is it fair to call shoes foot prisons?
Look, man, like, I really want to help the government and everything. Like, I understand you have to do your job, but, like, I'm about to go on a first date, and I'm literally, like, standing here with my hair sopping wet and a towel on.
What's the thread count to your towel? Head and shoulders shampoo or knees and toes?
Head and shoulders, I guess. I really want to help the government, but
good.
Like,
well, listen,
it's hard to work with you guys.
I haven't forgotten about you standing there naked in your towel. I'm going to go as quickly as I can. Okay.
Also, can you stop like saying that I'm naked?
Yeah. Oh,
like I understand that you don't need to like.
Does that make you feel uncomfortable?
And
more importantly, are you not naked underneath the towel? Are you wearing some form of clothing while soaking wet?
No, sir, I am naked. You don't have to keep telling me that I'm naked.
All right, fine. Fair enough. I'll make this quick. So St. Patrick's Day is a cultural and religious celebration held on the 17th of March. And it's the traditional death date of St. Patrick, the foremost patron saint of Ireland. Now, St. Patrick's Day was made an official Christian feast day in the early 17th century and is observed by the Catholic Church, the Anglican Communion, and the Eastern Orthodox Church and the Lutheran Church. Now, the day is a pretty big deal for all the religious people, but between me and you, it's just a reason for white people to go out drinking.
Look,
which
man,
brings me to my next point. Are you going to take? Are you going to be taking part in the whole pinching if you are Irish, or
good
kissing
Lord.
If you're Irish, or pinching someone if they're not wearing green? Are you going to take part in that celebration at all?
Like, I don't really know. I don't have, like, formal...
You don't know? Well, St. Like, Patrick was the 5th century Romano-British Christian missionary and bishop in Ireland. If you don't know, I'll tell you all about it.
I would...
Much no, of what you. Is known no, about St. Patrick comes from the Declaration, which was allegedly written by Patrick himself.
Good Lord.
You guys don't get the joke. It's so funny. Oh, no, see, oh my God, he goes, I'll be quick.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. So hopefully you guys came out to see us either on Friday in Mooresville. We want to thank everyone out there in Mooresville. We did our show live last Friday at the Dunkin' in Mooresville. And we're doing it again. It's called the MRL Show Fam Jam, where we're taking the Friday Free For All to the streets and just going to different places all over the Carolinas and just saying hi to you guys.
Yeah, this Friday we're going to be at the Dunkin' Donuts on South Tryon, right across from the QT at Sandy Porter.
Mm-hmm.
So come hang out with us there. We'd love to get photos. We're trying to meet 10,000 people over the course of the next couple of months when mm-hmm. we're taking the show on the road.
We're off to a pretty good start for all weekend between being at the Manchester on Thursday and then Dunkin' on Friday, then Queen Park Social on Saturday,
the parade.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've taken hundreds of photos at this point.
Yeah, I made a joke to that girl at the parade, and I guess it kind of fell flat. Remember?
Oh, you? That doesn't surprise me. What?
Yeah, I said that if you were looking at a party, come find us later. Remember? And she was like, "Oh, hey, yeah."
I thought it was good.
Oh, good.
No,
thank you.
It wasn't a good joke.
I think it caught her off guard.
It did. It caught her off guard. But I thought it was, you know.
I think one of the things is that you have to remember with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show is that when we are out and about at like an adult environment like a Queen Park Social, or an adult environment like the parade.
Kids running around everywhere. The best part was Roy in the back of the truck with all the kids.
Oh my gosh! So we're in this back of this troop carrier, half ton military truck. Thanks to Sycamore Brewing for letting us hop into that thing for the parade, and all the kids want to get in the truck. Well, of course they do, because it's really cool.
It is cool.
But see, I'm a bigger guy, and getting up in it was kind of difficult, so I couldn't just get out and get in. So, like, I had to stay. Once I was in it, I had to stay in it.
And everybody's kids.
Everyone. There's, like, 20 kids hopping in and out.
It looked like an ant pile. It really did. Like, three going up, three coming down.
Yeah. And then the kids are being kids, and, like, there's one kid pouring water over mint, daring other kids to eat it. And one girl came up to me, and she asked me, "Why are you so big?"
Kids say the darndest things.
Yeah. And I was like, "Well, that's a complicated question, but I eat more than you."
Short answer.
You enjoy pizza? I enjoy pizza. However, I enjoy 8 slices. You enjoy 1. I'm the same way.
You like cheese? I like sodium-driven meats.
it's a hell of a thing.
There's a thing called bacon.
Yeah. So anyway, when we go out as the MRL show, I think sometimes people are taken back because we want to be a little more loose than we are on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, on the radio, there's obviously FCC boundaries. And we're not saying we're disgusting, but I think it's funny, you know, like...
When you make a joke and you know you're the family-friendly dad and all of a sudden the joke doesn't get received well.
Yeah, like I was talking
to Bob Saget, the Tanner from Full House makes a joke.
Bob Saget's like the dirtiest comedian.
Right.
You know, and so I was talking to these teachers at Queen Park Social, and I don't know how the conversation came up, but it came up about watching adult videos.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And the one teacher says to me, "What is your favorite?" I do too. "What is your favorite category?"
Oh, whoa!
God. Gosh, I'm sure you spent 30 minutes explaining that one.
You can imagine that was a 3-drink combo.
Yeah.
So she's like, "This is so funny. This is so fun." I was like, I don't know. Can't talk about it on the air, but I'll sit here and talk about it with you. So Saturday was also National Drunk Dial Day because it's the day that everybody across the board, whether you like it or not, you're forced to, your friends make you wear green and go out and drink.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do, what do you end up doing, Loren?
Dial your ex.
Drunk dial.
Yeah.
Your ex?
Mm. Who did you drunk dial on Saturday? Get to us. We want to hear.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
The honk of your horn and flash of your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren.
And you have a chance. head over to at the MRL show on Instagram. We should be friends anyway. We follow you back. There you'll see the video of the truck that we were in at the parade honking its horn. And then Eric, the driver, accidentally throwing it into reverse and all of us like getting slammed up against the side of the truck. It's so hilarious.
Glorious. I'm so glad that somebody was filming at the time
me
that
too.
Occurred.
Yeah, that was my friend Shelby.
Oh, that's so good.
And she sent it to me.
Nicole
so you can hear
flew
it.
Into the back of me.
The truck comes in, coming hot. Yeah. You've got to go watch the video at the MRL show, you guys. It's funny. So none of us in here are single right now. So for any one of us to step up to the microphone right now and say that we accidentally drunk dialed someone on Saturday, which is National Drunk Dial Day, the Saturday of St. Paddy's Day weekend is labeled that unofficially Drunk Dial Day. If any one of us want to step up and say that, go ahead.
You know.
You know, and it doesn't have to be an ex or, you know, it could be your boss. It
Ooh.
Could be any, your parents.
Ooh. Yeah. When did you get that liquid courage and who did you dial up? 704-570-9595. Saturday was indeed unofficially Drunk Dial Day.
I don't even know how to... I don't even know the numbers to my exes. I wouldn't even be able to call them if I wanted to.
I am so sad to say that I did not get drunk on Saturday.
Yeah, that was sad.
I know. I just didn't feel good again.
Roy and Nicole covered for you. Don't worry.
I know. I'm on this medication. It doesn't make me feel great when I start having beers.
So many shots. So many shots. It wasn't good.
But no drunk dial.
No drunk dial. No. If anything, I'm just too busy buying stuff. I don't even want to look at the bill of my credit card from this weekend. I would cry. I would cry.
Yeah, you can't take it with you.
What do you want to say, Nicole?
I didn't drunk dial anybody, but one of my friends from Raleigh called me, like not an ex or anything, but I hadn't really talked to her in like a year, and I got a random FaceTime, and then apparently I FaceTimed her back. I didn't know the next day that I did that, and she didn't know that she had called me. So I ended up looking at my log, sent her a text like, yeah, what's up? She goes, I was just in the bathroom with a bunch of girls, and
drunk.
I don't know.
She was drunk. And even though she, right? I mean, you guys wouldn't have reached out to each other if the cocktails weren't flowing. All right, 704-570-9595. Not one person is calling in right now or texting. And I find that hard to believe. Then Saturday isn't Drunk Dial Day.
Well, maybe those people are still nursing their hangover.
Oh, denying it?
Maybe.
Regretful?
Yeah.
704-570-9595. That's how you get a hold of the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Maybe we stay anonymous.
We could change it from drunk dial to, like, regret. Did you send a regret text to someone? Or did you regretfully call someone? Then you can stay anonymous.
By the way, evidently I was told at some point I paid for Nicole's bar tab. I don't even remember that.
That's I'm going out with Roy and getting him hammered.
I don't know what happened there.
No wonder why you went home early most of the time when we go out.
Yeah, because when I start drinking, I just do stuff.
Did Sterling drink a lot too?
No, it was me.
I don't think I knew that.
Oh, yeah, I paid your... Oh, yeah, I have the bill.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I was told that, and then Sterling told me that I told you it was a sign-on bonus. I'm like, sign-on bonus? She's not even... No one's even negotiating her contract yet. Like, what do you mean I told her it was a sign-on bonus?
That's awesome.
He's like, yeah, you paid for her tab and said it was her sign-on bonus. I'm like, what does that even mean? I was gone.
She's talking to someone. Let's just pick up on this line.
Hi, you're live with the Mania Roy and the Rim Morning Show. Please don't say bad things because it's your life.
Who's this?
This is Debbie with Charlotte.
Hey, hi, Deb.
Hi.
So did you send a regret text or call someone, drunk dial someone?
Yes, I did.
Tell us what happened.
Okay, well, me and my boss was getting a little frisky with one another, and we probably did it about 4 or 5 times. And I worked for a very prestigious bank here in Charlotte and decided because I found out, well, I knew he was married, that we could no longer do it. So I got that liquid courage in me one Saturday morning and said, you know what, after being with him that night before, and I called him and I told him, I said, look, we can't do this anymore. You're married. I don't want to be considered a homewrecker. It stops today. And she said, who is this? And I said, who is this? And she said, this is his wife. And I said, oh,
Thank you for censoring yourself. Yes.
So you were texting with his wife?
No, I was talking to his wife.
Wow. Well, why didn't you recognize that it wasn't his voice?
Did you just start speaking as soon as somebody picked up?
As soon as he picked up, I knew it was him. But I had him and his wife on speed dial because I did a lot of his secretarial skills for him, if you know what I mean.
Oh, God.
And
so how did that turn out this weekend for it? What, so are you going to work?
I dialed her instead of him. But that's what you get for being intoxicated.
But Deb, are you going to work today?
No, because this happened this weekend.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't even know how would you...
It just happened this weekend, so I'm pretty sure he found out that yesterday or something that, his cat is out of the bag.
And he never called you back and, said, he's dealing with a whole world of stuff at home.
Yeah.
So you're not going...
He has. I've got about 20 texts from him, and I'm just saving them for a rainy day just in case.
Really?
Oh, it poured on Saturday for him. The rainy day came and went. Thanks, Deb.
Oh, man.
It stormed.
Yeah, and he's like pulling up every excuse. I don't know. She's crazy, sweetheart. Yeah. I don't know what she's saying.
So he's not at work, and Deb's not at work.
Well, no, I wouldn't go to work either. I'd be afraid the wife would be there when I rolled up.
Deb said she's not going. All right. Wow. Who did you? Saturday was a national drunk dial day. Who did you send a regretful text, or who did you regretfully call?
704-570-9595. Call now. Nothing happened. There we go.
I hit the computer.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Don't forget, you could win $100 at noon today. 5 seconds to cash. We gave away $100 this morning. Someone knew tequila and won the money. Know the song, win the cash with Kiss 95.1.
All right, so did you drunk dial or regret text on St. Patrick's Day? The Saturday before St. Patrick's Day, just this past weekend. This is Crystal and Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Crystal.
Hi.
Tell us what happened.
Well, I didn't actually text on Saturday, but it's just really ironic because I usually text like every single weekend, and I actually took a break this past weekend, so I missed my national drunk dial opportunity.
Who do you normally text? Who are we talking about?
I normally text my ex. Like, sometimes I don't text him for 2 months, but then sometimes I text him every single weekend, and it's always, like, a crazy drunk text. I like to tell him that he has Asperger's disease because he's really strange.
What?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I didn't diagnose him, though. A friend decided that, and then I just roll with it now, and I like to send him links to videos about people that have Asperger's disease.
And what does he say back to you?
He doesn't say anything back. He says nothing.
Wait, does he legit have that? I'm kind of confused.
I think he really does.
Oh,
that's what Rain Man in
he's like
Dustin Hoffman. Like Rain Man.
He remembers like what his teacher said out at February 17th in 1972.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Crystal. Crystal telling her ex that he has Asperger's. I just like saying that word on the air, to be honest with you.
Okay. This is Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show.
Thank you so much, and good morning.
Good morning.
So I made the mistake of having an edible before a comedy show that I went to this past weekend.
Okay.
And I started feeling very paranoid and that everyone was looking at me. So I texted my best friend and I said, I am high as a mother lover. I can't focus. And I waited and waited. She didn't respond. And then I checked my phone, and I sent it to my father.
Oh, goodness. What did Dad say?
Dad never replied. And I called my mom and told her the next morning because I was freaking out. And she said that he told her and said that he was just happy I didn't use the F word.
That's good.
That's funny. Thanks, Anonymous. One more.
All right, Daniel. Daniel in Morganton, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show.
What's going on, dude? How you doing?
Hey, buddy. So tell us what happened.
Man, this is wild. So my buddy and I, we played sports together a bunch through high school. And his mom, dude, I ain't going to lie, she's pretty hot. But yeah. We never really had that, like, I know, dude, it's funny. We never really had that, like, connection, though. So anyways, the other night, dude, I was over at his house, and he was like, hey, what are you doing for St. Patty's Day? And I was like, man, I'm not really doing a whole lot. We can go, you know, pretty much do whatever. He was like, hey. we're getting twisted. I was like, no, we're getting bit twisted. He was like, dude, let's do it. So we ended up doing it. Dude, it was like probably like 3 o'clock in the morning. We didn't have no ride home. I was like, dude, who are you going to call? He was like, I can call my mom. I was like, I got your mom's number.
Yeah.
He was like, whoa, you got my mom's number? I was like, yeah, I got your mom's number. So I called his mom. Oh, dude, and then he passed out. The conversation, I'm not going to really get into it. I mean, I guess we're live, right? Well, we live. I've never talked to
him. Yeah, no, we're live on the radio. Yeah.
Right on. What's up, everybody?
this guy's awesome.
I'm on my way to work, dude.
Awesome, dude. Dude, so wait.
I ain't late, sir.
Wait, never mind all that. What? So you guys were doing some saucy text on National Drunk Dial Day.
Did it grow into anything?
Saucy ain't the one. So what's your name again? I'm sorry. I didn't even know
that's
that.
That's Loren, and I'm Manny. Loren. That's Roy.
Hi, I'm Roy. Yeah, this is the Manny and Roy of the Red Morning Show on Kiss 95.
Roy and Manny in the morning show.
No,
Roy
Manny.
Manny, dude, it was the craziest thing, dude. So when I called her, bro, you didn't even, she answered. Like, you know how you call somebody and you know they're going to answer, but you kind of like ping pong back and forth, not really sure.
Yeah.
That was kind of me.
She answered, did she go, hello?
It was like, first she answered. Like, it didn't even let out a full ring. It was half ring.
So when your friend was passed out, did you go hang out with his mom?
So.
Oh, you did. All right.
Yeah, dude, so I went and hung out with her, but it wasn't like nothing crazy.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, sure. It wasn't nothing crazy. Okay.
Hey, is this your first time listening to our show?
Yeah.
So how'd you find us?
I was my buddy's taking me to work. I mean, I can drive, dude, and ain't a problem. It ain't a problem, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to drive this morning, so he's taking me to work.
Well, now, why wouldn't you drive this morning?
Because yesterday was St. Patty's Day.
Oh, he's still banged up.
I hadn't even slept, dude. What are you talking about?
Busy with mom.
His friend's mom, yeah. Hey, so your friend had us on in the car, and you were like, I got to call these cats.
Oh, dude, you pretty much it, dude.
Well, we want you to stay with us, bro. You're funny.
Yeah, and I want you to call as often as possible.
So what it ended up being, to me, it's like he passed out. He's just like me, dude. He's
we're going back to him. Go ahead.
You'll call him?
Mm-hmm.
His numbers. You may give his number.
No, we don't have to call your friend.
Oh, we can call him. I mean,
no.
Wait, I mean, does he know that you hung out with his mom? Does he know this?
Dude, so he knows now.
Okay. How's he handling it?
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of them awkward breakfasts.
Because you could become his dad.
Dude, no matter what happens, Daniel, I'm not calling your dad, bro.
I'm probably going to have a little brother on the way, and I hate to say that, but I mean, I'm probably going to name it. I'll at least name him.
Okay, all right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
I'll name him after him.
Daniel, here's the deal. Okay, I know you just found us, and it's the first time listening to us, but can you promise that you will, from now on, listen to 95.1 and call 95.1. In as much as possible? I want you on this show as much as possible, okay?
Everybody tune in to 95.1.
I'm not saying repeat me. No. This isn't like a back and forth thing. I'm just telling you, like, I would love to, like, if we can get your opinion on things from time to time.
When he sobers up, he's not going to remember this.
Write it on your hand. Write it on your hand right now.
Are you sober? Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Like,
it's the
116 sober. Yeah.
116. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Go follow us on socials at the MRL show. Okay, buddy.
You got it, man. I appreciate it, y'all.
All right.
See you, buddy.
See ya. Was that not the greatest call ever? What do you think, Nicole?
What
did he say when he called in? When you answered off the air?
I'll tell you what. It was not that.
No.
He was awesome.
Whatever.
He
dude.
Called me ma'am. He was very polite.
Oh, man.
Hey, ma'am. How you doing? Awesome. Daniel gets Daniel and Josh, they get direct lines. Yes. There's a bunch of people.
Yes. If Daniel ever calls in, put him through.
In fact, I was thinking we need to do like an MRL show maniacs or something like that, where like we need to group like Josh, Lori.
Oh, like our own diehards.
Yeah, like our own diehard fans.
I thought we called them the MRL fams.
Yeah.
No. Well, there's an MRL fam who like they call in and they're kind of casual about it. And then there's the MRL maniacs who are like the Joshes of the world.
I don't like maniacs.
All right,
I
well
call
then
maniacs.
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of something. Misfits, the MRL show Misfits. You know, like Lori.
Maybe.
Like Lori from Clover, who calls in every once in a while, and she's when she calls in, she's like, I want to take Roy to bed.
I know.
Like that.
She loves Roy.
I like that.
Yeah. I'd like to tie him up. Like, there's no filter. So let's put together, like, maybe we should plan that.
Okay.
The MRL show Misfits.
I love it. I love Daniel. That guy made my morning.
He's on it. All right. Listen to the podcast. Find out who Roy picked for his Final Four at the Kiss95.1 app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.